Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and greetings. This is FIFA and the Owl Pitcher podcast. Thank you for lending me your ears. This is episode 32. Classic old joke. I'm 30. I'm dirty too. I'm dirty. Screwed it up straight away. Absolutely screwed it up. I hope you had an amazing Easter, Posk, glad Posk. Short weeks. That's what we like to see, isn't it? 4 day weeks. This one might even be a 3 day week. Is it? Anyway, it's shorter. It's shorter than a Frodo jacket, you know. And good on you. We all deserve it. It was a tough Christmas, and we needed it, didn't we? We need to get through it. We had Pink Thursday, long Friday, and then a Sunday, and then Monday, Easter Monday it was. Also, it was the birth date, the day of the second coming. It was the birth of the day I was born. Not, I wasn't born, you know, that I wasn't born last Monday. No, I was born on the 28th of March, 1972. Get your calculators out. 44 years of age. And I will lie and tell you that this did not concern me. You know, that this did not worry me. And I will tell a big lie because it worried the shit out of me. 44. Like, that's 44. There's like, I'm nowhere, you know. Oh, anyway, it blew my mind. And I have an amazing world, an amazing life. Thank you very much for you people. You've bought tickets to my shows. That this puts bread, I was going to say caviar, but that could be, if you're not from Svaria, you'd think caviar, you'd be like, what kind of life does he live? Bread and caviar for the children. On the table. I've got a wonderful wife, fantastic kids, nice house, wonderful career. But there's still that part of you, isn't there? Maybe it's a male thing. I can only speak for the male within me, although I've got a lot of female within me, or as wrong as that may have sounded. 44, life is great. If you hear that noise every now and again, that's my stomach. I don't know what I've eaten, but it's making kind of noises, like when I had steak tata in France. But yeah, so that's my stomach. So don't think, oh, wow, what dedication. He was under missile fire from ISIS as he was doing this. And he still put the pod, he still put the pod out. That's just the kind of person I am. I would still do it. Just to fuck ISIS off. Just, you know, they'd be like, wow, we invade you now and you're recording the pod? Fee-fan. And then hopefully they die. Because they're not very nice people. They sound absolutely scum, those people. Ah! So yeah, 44, and I've got it all happening. It's all going good, you know? But there's still part of you thinks, how, you know? And I think this is where they talk about, you know, midlife crisis, I suppose. You know, I'm not at the point where I'm buying a leather jacket, opening up my top shirt button, you know, tattoo of something that's, you know, on my arm that says, live life, be free with us, or something like that, you know, living the life, and I'm not, you know, I haven't got that point, but there is that point where you're 44 and you're all nicely settled and life is better than you could have expected it. But there's still that knocking on your little head with, you know, that sort of says, ah, you could be out, you know, you could be, why are you not in Peru? Why are you not in Peru with your nose pierced in a hostel trying to seduce a Canadian backpacker called John, you know? But these are the things that life throws us, you know? I don't know if you get on the deathbed. You don't get on the deathbed. I suppose you just are on it, aren't you? They don't go, mate, you need to get up on the deathbed. But, you know, when I'm on my deathbed, you know, there's obviously going to be regrets, you know? But I've reached 44. Amazing. And then I, you know, my mum and dad are like 66, 67. And I talked to them. I talked to them on Skype, okay, for my birthday. We actually did quite an amazing thing. My mum wanted to buy Easter eggs for the kids, okay? So what she did was she bought Kinder Surprise eggs. And I bought two of them as well. Hid them. And then when they were doing the Skype, she was like, okay, you ready, kids? And the kids were like, yeah, kind of, you know, they're not really into the Skype thing, I'll be honest. You know, they're 5 and they're 2, right? So then she goes to put the eggs up towards the camera, and then I bring the ones that I've bought from behind the computer. Mind blown. It's my mind blown. I wouldn't say mind blown, but, and I think my son is like a wise little wizard. He straight away, he kind of laughed, didn't really believe it. And to be fair, didn't really give a shit. He just had the chocolate, you know, just scoffed the chocolate. And it was 6 o'clock. It was like 8 o'clock here. So it was quite late. So I think they'd brushed their teeth, they're in their pajamas, and they're eating chocolate. I mean, you know, that's ticking a few boxes when you want to have worst parent of the week, you know, of the year, probably. So they, but they were mind blown. So there I am, I'm Skyping with my mum and dad, you know, at the age of 44. And life is good, I think. Yeah, of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? I'm filming a TV show, aren't I? I'm actually filming my stand-up special. April 15th, April 16th at Reval, Stockholm. If you're not there, and there was a possibility that you could have been there, that upsets me, okay? That's like being there, but not really there. It's like Donald Trump's brain should be there, but it's not really there. But please, let's not talk about Trumpy Dumpy. Although I started my comedy in London, and I still sort of believe I'm part of that British sense of humour, you know. I think the Brits are still the world champions at laughing at themselves. when I first came to Sweden, I wasn't sure if Swedes would laugh at themselves, but they do. They like someone else doing it, you know. They probably don't laugh within themselves, like, yeah, 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 Mårten. They're more like, ah, that guy's telling me this, and I'll laugh at that. You know, they're very, very good audience members. I like that, you know, kind of can go with an idea. Can go quite left field in Sweden as well with your ideas, you know. Left side of the brain. I think that's why Izzard and John Cleese do so, Fawlty Towers do so well, Monty Python and Izzard, very, very kind of surreal, very kind of, you know, off the beaten track kind of comedy. And I think that's what kind of works here as well, you know. But I've been doing shows in the last week. I've been kind of building up to do shows, you know, to do the big show in April. And I went out the other night, Stockholm Comedy Club, which is a really great comedy club if you're in Stockholm. It's in Södermalm. Just Google Mafia or something, and they have comedy there 5 nights a week, and it's fantastic club because I think it can hold like 100 people. But even if you have 30 or 40 in there, I did it on Saturday on Lordag, and I'm not very good at marketing, you know. I'm not that good at marketing, you know. Comedy apparently is all about having a brand and, you know, knowing what flavor you are in the market, you know. So I took one flyer. I didn't actually take it. It was just in my back pocket. And trying to promote my show. I should have given out flyers, but I only had this kind of worn out one that, you know, was just tired. Wanted to just be put in the bin to retire and get burnt off. But I had to sort of, yeah, that's all I had. That's the only thing I had. So if you're at that show, thank you for coming. And going back to that whole British sense of humour, you know, I saw today that they're about to do this. They're naming this ship, which I think goes to Antarctica, and it's going to be doing loads of research for, you know, like kind of underwater exploring and stuff like that. I think it costs the billions for this boat. And they wanted names for it, and they went with Attenborough and the polar ship and stuff like that. But the one that's in the lead, they've taken votes on it, and the one that's in the lead is one that the British people, this is where the British sense of humour comes in. It's called Boaty McBoatface, and that's actually winning. That's actually in the lead at the moment, which... And I love that. I love that sense of humour. I think the Brits are excellent at that. You know, wasting time kind of humour. You know, I love that. I know that David Cameron, their Prime Minister, is on holidays in Lanzarote. So now there's a petition, right? There's a thing that you can sign up for that bans David Cameron from re-entering the UK. And it's already got 50,000 signatures, which is just so funny that people would waste their time, you know. But I like that. I like that kind of spirit, you know. I know when they do like Idol, you know, like Pop Idol, they have, instead of that Pop Idol winning, they pick a song that everyone puts, you know, tries to make win. Something like Killing in the Name of by Rage Against Machine, or I think maybe Hallelujah. I don't know, but I love that. I love that kind of camaraderie in stupidity. Camaraderie and stupidity. That's what you can put on my gravestone, actually. Don't get them to chisel it in, you know, to put it in. Just someone graffiti on it. He provided camaraderie and stupidity. Beautiful words, Al Pitcher. absolutely gorgeous. So yeah, 44. I've seen it all, although I did see someone hijacked a plane, Egyptian, and then got them to land it in Cyprus. And it was, what's amazing with the breaking news and stuff like that is you sort of hear about it and you think, oh, wow, what's going on? You know, what the hell is happening here? And then the foreign minister of Cyprus said, oh, we're not dealing with a terrorist, we're dealing with an idiot. And apparently his girlfriend had broken up with him. So he hijacked a plane, which, you know, is always going to help, isn't it? You know? And then a British, Scottish man took a photo with the hijacker wearing what they all thought at the time, a suicide vest. You know, that's the world we're in at the moment. That is where we're at, kids. No panic, no stress. Let's get a photo before he blows us up. Kind of absolute madness, really. But the photo is one of the funniest things I have ever seen, because he's kind of pulling a face. I think the hijacker is actually somewhat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Confused by the kind of the request, you know, the kind of, you know, the request for a selfie at this crucial time, you know. So that kind of cracked me up. I've been still running. Thank you for had a couple of messages about one person said you should keep running and never stop, leave, get out. No, they didn't. They said keep running, but running is not. It's from Gabriella. Running's not the answer. I think that was it. Eating healthy or something. But yeah, I try and eat healthy. But yeah, I've been doing the running. I've now got an app. Gone full kind of caveman, you know. Full kind of embraced modern things. I've got an app that tells me. It's called The Runkeeper. I don't think it's called The Runkeeper, starring Ben Affleck as the Runkeeper, a man that keeps your runs. That could be something to do with the toilet. It could be something that it's a guy in the bushes that just records everybody's runs. The Runkeeper, Ben Affleck. I feel sorry for Ben Affleck. I'm sure you've seen the thing that's gone quite viral. Superman versus Batman, isn't it? And he plays Batman, and the reviews have been terrible. And then they just zone in. He looks so sad. Poor little Ben Affleck. But didn't he sleep with his wife? He slept with his wife, of course. Didn't he sleep with the babysitter? Am I getting him mixed up with another adulterer? He slept with the babysitter, I think. And now he goes out with a babysitter. Does he? Is that? Do I get sued for that? Maybe Affleck will sue me. Allegedly. That's what you have to say, isn't it? Anything controversial. Allegedly. Yeah, so I've been running, been trying to get fit, trying to get into some kind of shape, and I got this little timekeeper, tells me every 5 minutes, just says, you know, 5 minutes, 1 second, you've run this far, and then it kind of, the next part, it tells you the distance per hour or per minute or something. Yeah, something like that. And it kind of, it's so pathetic, my time. You know, it's almost like I'm going backwards. It kind of goes 5 minutes, 1 second, 1 point something kilometer, and then it goes oh, do you really want to hear this? Oh, I mean, seriously, this is not good, brother. You know, so it's, yeah, it's pretty terrible. But I just, as long as I'm moving, I'm happy. I've always said that. I mean, that is, it's another catchphrase. As long as I'm moving, I'm happy. So I do that. Been trying to do sit-ups, trying to look as possibly as good as I can for the filming. Does that sound vain? Nah, just sounds quite normal, isn't it? Because there is a part of you that feels that you look okay. I mean, there might be people listening who hate themselves, right? Try not to. Because if you love yourself, you'll love the world, okay? Starts with you. Starts with the inner you, okay? Some books I've read. So what people do, you know, you sort of, there's a part of you, you know, maybe you come out of the shower, you know, I don't look at the man boobs, you know. I don't look at them. I look up at the face. My hair is wet, you know. It's dripping down. I'm sweaty. No, I look at myself. Sorry, by the way, that wasn't me erotically speaking to myself on a podcast. No, and then I look in the mirror and I think, yeah, it's all right. Good on you. Looks okay. But when I really look through the mirror reflection, I really look into the eyes, I see a tired old 44-year-old fart. 44-year-old fart. So I want to do something about that. So I'm trying to look as good as possible, okay, for this filming. April 15th, April 16th. Be there or be square. But I've been suffering from a bit of the old Hoog snoover, pollen. Pollen is such a, it's such a weird one. It's like having a kind of a sore neck. People don't realize it until after a while. They kind of look at you, you kind of look at them and they go, you're right? And you go, oh, it really hurt my neck. Pollen's the same. Pollen, it's like a cat has just come up and scratched your eyes, you know, so you've got bloodshot eyes, you've got this kind of mouth, fucking nose thing going on, like talking like that, like a lizard taking in like a lizard with a straw and some Fanta, and you sneeze a lot. Now I don't know what the world record is for sneezing, okay? There's someone probably sneezing right now and has been sneezing for 15 years. But I can sneeze, yo. And I can do that kind of, that's my kind of sneeze. It's not a good look. I don't know if you've ever seen your face when you don't really see your face when you sneeze. Maybe people should film themselves sneezing, because your whole face kind of collapses, doesn't it? Just everything is kind of gone. You're like, I've had this the Hoogsnuva, and if I take this is me being really honest, okay? If I take like Claritin, if I take that, it's like a sleeping pill for me. I'm just like, I can just be asleep. Like a sleeping pill. I can just be asleep. Oh, I mean, the way I describe things is absolutely, I mean, it's just chaos, isn't it? Just fucking madness. We found the madness with the Hoogsnuva and the Bushinsula. And people are cutting their lawns now, their front gardens. They're out there mowing them, providing my nasal tunnels with more pollen, more grass. People like it when the flowers come up and the sunshine starts. And it was a great posk. Everybody was happy. Sun was out. People staring at it. But now, it's the victims. And the real victims, well, the real victim is me. I haven't been well for a while. But I'm now gearing up. I've got a couple of weeks, so have you, to get your tickets. I've mentioned that three times now. I'm going to keep mentioning it. And then at the end of that, this is the plan, okay? This is the, do you want to hear my plan? My plan is, we hit the bank. No, we don't hit the bank. We're not going to do that robbery. Not yet, okay? Let's leave that for a few years until we really know each other. When we're on about episode 100, let's do a bank robbery. And then they'll go, why did you do this? Episode 100? And they'll go, we fully understand. Take a selfie with us. He was a health and safety officer as well, the guy. Scottish health and safety officer. And he's taken a photo with someone with apparently a suicide vest. But really, we don't know the story yet. Maybe the hijacker. I mean, you don't see that many hijacks as well these days, do you? Because everyone's a bit more. When I was growing up, right? When I was 10 or 11, there was always planes. There was like a plane on your front garden that was hijacked. You know? Everything was hijacked. Everything. I remember an ice cream van being hijacked. Okay? This is the plan. April 1 and 2, okay? April 1 and 2, and it's April Fool's Day, isn't it? On Friday. Oh, what a prank, eh? What a joke. Not into April Fool's at all. Don't like it. Never have liked it. Don't do them. I don't do them. Actually, I have in the past SMS'd people saying, oh no, so-and-so passed away. It doesn't sound funny, does it? Or I can't believe, like something like, oh, I can't believe Bono's lost his ear or something like that. It's always something along those lines. Don't sound funny, do they? Sounds awful. Some jokes are like that though. At the time when you're in them, have you ever had that moment when you're in a joke, you're with friends, you're like, ha, 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 and then you say something like, and then that's where they put the thing, wasn't it? Yeah, like the, and then you look up and somebody that's not in the group is staring, and all they hear, all they take is that part that you're saying, and it just looks so wrong, so purely terrible, you know? So, I've done that anyway. So April Fool's not big, and you have to do it by 12 o'clock, don't you? Or else if you don't do that, it goes back on you. I've never quite understood that, but, People seem to think that that's the way to do it. Yeah, April 1 and 2, I do Uppsala, okay? The Uppsala shows are a preview for shows in for the recording. Now, the recording is going to go on TV. It's a channel that, if you live in Sweden, you will know, okay? Sounds like... No, I can't... No, if I mixed all the words up, it's TVS, okay? So, that's sort of on the cards, okay? After that, 15th and 16th, after I film those, I've got a few... I'm still keep on doing gigs, right? I'm still doing shows. Never, ever stop doing shows. Comedy is, you know, it is the kind of... It's like a back. You just got to keep massaging it and keeping it warm and keep doing it, keep moving it. If you don't move it, it seizes up and you end up seized. So I do that. And then I go, in June, I am going to Nice in France. And I am doing comedy shows for Camp Sweden for the football European Championships. I'm there from the 14th to the 23rd. If you're around that area, come along. And I think you can go to latravel.se, and you can ask them for stuff. They can guide you into where all the Swedes are going to be, and it's going to be fun. And then in August, I'm going to go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland. I'm probably going to just see friends, do shows, go there for 5 days, rest, have fun, eat well, talk shit, see loads of shows. During this whole time, I'm going to be writing new stuff, okay? And then I'm going to look at next year, 2017, maybe September 2017, do a new show, brand new tour, okay? So that's it. So that's the end of any of my... No, it's not. I'm going to keep doing the pod, of course. I enjoy this. It is a strange thing to just sit in a room talking to this and it's in your ears. I still love that. Here's a little... There we go. A little kiss in your ear there. A little kind of weird kind of... tongue in your ear. A little nibble. No, I thank you for listening to me. Come along. If you're in Stockholm for those shows, come along. If not, let's talk next week. Any messages of support, any messages of advice, any messages of love, you send it to my Facebook page. It's the one with the green jacket on, yellow writing. It says Al Pitcher. And spread the word about the pod. If you like it, pass it on. It's an old man ranting in a room on his own to the ears of Sweden and a couple of people from other places. I think Canada and America and somebody in Africa. Thank you so much. This has been episode 32. Keep it loose. Keep it real. Keep who you are true. Puss, puss and kram.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.